Will there be a ceasefire in Ukraine? After more than 3 years since Russia's full-scale invasion, tens of thousands are dead, millions are displaced, and there may be an appearance of some form of diplomacy or effort to end things. But nothing is changing on the ground. A two-hour phone call between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin yielded very different accounts yesterday. Mr. Putin said his country was ready to work with Ukraine on a memorandum on a possible future agreement. Donald Trump said Russia and Ukraine would immediately start negotiations for a ceasefire. We're joined now by Vitaly Shevchenko, Russia editor with BBC Monitoring and co-presenter of the BBC Ukrainecast podcast. Vitaly, thanks for taking our call and good morning to you. So in Vladimir Putin's recount and recall of the phone call, he had no mention of immediate negotiations, did he?
He didn't. And in fact, he restated Russia's position that what he calls the root causes of the crisis must be addressed. And what that means is basically are the reasons why Russia started this war in the first place, because there's no acceptance on the Kremlin's part of Ukraine as an independent state. So that is something Vladimir Putin is still very keen to pursue. And what happened yesterday, that phone call, essentially was it was talks for the sake of more talks. No ceasefire, no sanctions, not even a summit meeting between any of the presidents, Putin, Trump, or Zelensky. That's not happening. And Donald Trump, he's even reversed his early insistence that a ceasefire must precede talks. Now he's saying what Vladimir Putin is saying. No, we are going to talk first and then think about a ceasefire later. So from that point of view, I can't say much progress has been made. And given what Vladimir Putin is saying and doing in Ukraine, I really don't see anything to suggest that his appetites are in any way diminished.
So why isn't Donald Trump getting tough with him? He's not talking about sanctions. If anything, after that call yesterday, he spoke about reducing them and putting in enticements for trade and economic development. It appears, at least from this distance, that it is Vladimir Putin who is really in charge here.
It's a really good question. What Donald Trump has been saying is basically what I imagine Vladimir Putin wants him to say. Sanctions, no, they'll only make things worse. He's threatened to walk away from the whole process, and that's exactly what Vladimir Putin wants him to do, and that would leave Ukraine basically for Russia to take if American aid ends with that as well. So I would argue that Vladimir Putin is emboldened by Donald Trump's actions and words, and also the lack of action on the part of Ukraine's allies, European allies. It's been more than a week since the deadline that they set for Russia to cease fire on Monday, the 12th of May. It came and went, and the threatened crippling sanctions to follow should Russia fail to cease fire. And there's no sign of those crippling sanctions either. So it's basically an invitation for Vladimir Putin to keep on attacking Ukraine.
And despite him saying he would meet President Zelensky, he didn't, of course, last week in Istanbul. Is there any prospect of those talkings, albeit at that much lower level than was promised? Are they continuing in any form?
Apparently, some sort of contact has continued. As I understand, Russia and Ukraine have been in touch with each other to flesh out the details of the prison exchange that they agreed in Istanbul last Friday. But frankly, I believe it when it happens. And also, it's not what Ukraine wanted, because it wanted a ceasefire and progress towards more lasting peace. Instead, we have lots of words, lots of talks, while people in Ukraine are being killed.
Do you think you'll see peace in your homeland, Vitaly?
Well, I'm sure it will happen eventually. This can't go on forever. The question is, what sort of peace? Because over the past 3 years, Ukraine and its allies have moved away from talking about victory. And now they're talking about a just peace. And everybody's got their own idea of what just means in this case. And when Donald Trump says he's determined to make it stop, of course, the easiest way for him to make it stop is to stop supplying aid to Ukraine. And without it, Ukraine would find it much more difficult to keep on fighting. And that's one way of stopping it, really.
Vitaly Shevchenko, Russia editor with BBC Monitoring, co-presenter of the Ukraine Cast podcast. Thank you very much indeed. It's 8:19.